It was the middle of June, and we only had 2 days of school left. We had one more day of exams, and then one day when most of us would either not show up, or, if we did, the teachers were pretty chill and didn't mind what we did so long as we didn't get stoned in their face or do something ridiculous that would make them look bad or get ourselves killed. I was in 11th grade. It was mid-morning, and I had just taken my physics final. I did okay, I think, but who knows? Doesn't matter now, and to be honest, I really didn't care that much even then. Besides, I was going to be a poet and a novelist, if only because I figured poet and novelist was a career choice that meant little or no human interaction. I kind of understood at a young age that I didn't play well with most other kids in the sandbox. Not all, of course. I mean, I had friends. Not many, but a few. Anyway, I really believed I was going to write great books. I honestly thought like that. I was going to go to Amherst, the town, not the college, because there was no way I was getting into the college, and find out who Emily Dickinson actually was. You know, get the real dish. Discover things about her that no one else knew. Friends, lovers, a secret society. Not kidding. I thought like that. We had the same first name, and her poems were as short as mine. Hers, of course, were better. But you see my point. There wasn't a lot of logic to the connection. Still, she wasn't hugely social, and we had that in common, too. Dare you see a soul at the white heat? Then crouch within the door. Red is the fire's common tint, but when the vivid ore has sated flame's conditions, its quivering substance plays without a color but the light of unanointed blaze. Obviously, this poem wasn't about a nuclear core, but it could be, right? If you didn't know it had been written in the 1860s? Also, Emily's pure hell on a computer spell check, and this poem isn't anywhere near the grammatical nightmare that some of her other work is. I used to love that, too. That day, a bunch of kids in the 10th and 11th grades were just hanging out on the side of the cafeteria with all the windows that looked out on the courtyard, watching it rain, when we heard the sirens from the fire station. The courtyard had a couple of concrete tables and benches where mostly seniors went, especially the smokers, but it had been raining for days, weeks, actually since Memorial Day weekend, and so nobody was out there now. There were mushrooms growing up between the tiles outside, that's how wet it was. But the windows were open, and so even with the sound of the rain we could hear the sirens. Most of the seniors had peaced out by then because they were done with high school and knew what they were doing in September. A lot of us usually got out, you know. People outside the kingdom think we're all dumb shits up here, and a lot of us are, but a lot of us aren't. I went to Reddington Academy, which is named after the town and was built and funded years and years ago by a guy named James Howard Haverford. He fought in the Civil War and then made a fortune making sewing machines. Every kid in Newport and Reddington and Barton and Lowell goes to the academy for free, like it's a public school. But it's also a pretty expensive boarding school, and students from something like 17 states and a couple of countries come here every year. There are about 400 locals and about 200 boarders. Or there were. The school is still closed and will be pretty much forever. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, so they weren't serving lunch yet. I was sitting on the table and kind of flirting with a boy named Ethan Gale, who was sitting on the bench. I was wearing pretty tight jeans and had kicked off my sneakers, so I was barefoot. I don't know why, but being barefoot always made me feel very sexy. Think poet. We were talking about a couple of local girls who worked after school at this nearby fitness club, and, looking back, being kind of snarky. But the two of them sort of didn't know what they were doing and just sat behind the front desk where the gym members were supposed to sign in. If someone dropped a boatload of weights on his chest or something, he was completely screwed, because these girls sure as hell wouldn't have known what to do. I mean, they were perfectly nice, but what the hell were they doing working at a gym was completely beyond Ethan and me.